Hi, hey, it's Mike McColgan here on Audio Boo. This is my audio for day 13 of the February Audio Community Challenge 2016. And I'm just recording this on my iPhone because I'm driving, really, yes. Safely, yes, attentively. But anyway, today's prompt topic from Sassy Cat for day 13 is when an act of kindness, that was done to you in your life that you've never forgotten about. So again, like everyone else, had a wee think about this. There was many, actually, many things. And what really came to the fore was around the time when we had a young family. Well, we had only the two kids at the time. We ended up with four, but we had only two kids at the time. And my wife was seriously ill in hospital. Very seriously ill, actually. And I was trying to keep my work going, the job I was in. Look after the two kids, which became virtually impossible. Friends and family were helping out as much as they could at the time, but you know, it came to a stage where really, you know, my health was going down, and as I said, I was trying to keep my work going, and it came to a stage where I just felt that I was feeling so low, so ill, that I was going to have to give my job up, not completely, but just, you know, stop working and stay at home and watch the kids all the time, etc. And as I said, during this period of time, there was many acts of kindness, but the one that really sticks out was from our dear friend Jean. Jean was an older woman who stayed along for us. We had a wee cottage at the time, and Jean stayed in two doors along in another wee cottage. And it was one of those little communities where everybody knew each other. You know, you met each other out the back door of these cottages, and you know, when you went out for coal for a fire, or no matter what you did, you ended up meeting all your neighbours, your direct neighbours anyway. And Jean was very, very good. She loved her kids. And she was very good coming along and helping us out when times were tight with, you know, some extra vegetables from our garden or things like that. But when it came to this time when, and Jean had already been helping out with the kids to let me get to work and that, but she worked at that time. And as I said, when it came to that stage where I was so low, so weak through trying to, you know, cover everything and still going to hospital every day, every evening, etc., to see my wife and look after the kids. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. So, Jean came along to see me one day. I remember I just made the kids, the wains, as we say. I just made the wains of tea. Probably wasn't anything fancy at all. Probably beans and toast or something elaborate like that. Jean came along and says, right, you sit down the now. She says, I'm going to have a wee talk with you, and you're going to sit down and shut up and say nothing till I've finished. And I thought, my God, what have I done? I've offended Jean. How have I offended Jean? And she says, go on, sit down, take the bairns. I'll get the bairns, you sit down. And she says, right, now before you say anything, this is not going to change. I've put in for 3 weeks holidays from my work. She says, and I'm going to look after the bairns full time so that you can get back on your feet and you can keep your job going and you can go in and see Mary, my wife, whenever you feel like it. Whenever you're able to go in, you go in and see her. I just sat there with my mouth ajar, agog, whatever you want to call it. And I said, you can't do that. She says, I told you to shut up till I'm finished. She says, you know I love you and Mary and I love your kids. She says, and I see what's happening, and your wife is seriously ill, and you're going to end up seriously ill, and those two bairns are going to end up in a terrible state, missing their mammy and their daddy ill. And she says, so I'm just not prepared to let that happen. No way. She says, I've actually got a lot in stake. Not in stake, that's not the word. At stake in your family. She says, you've done a lot for me, helped me a lot, and that's what I'm going to do. And she, in fact, she says, I've done it. I've put the holidays in. I'm on holiday for 3 weeks. And I actually cried. I remember crying. Because it was such a weight off my shoulders, off my mind, off my heart, really. You know, it was terrible. The pressure I was under. And I think I just actually blubbed. And she says, I'll go and put the kettle on. I'll make you a hot cup of tea, a biscuit, and we'll sit and have a wee blether. And that's exactly what we did. And there was no way I could change her mind. I said, look, it's not fair. You're going to lose 3 weeks holidays. She says, I'm losing nothing. She says, but if I don't do it, I'm going to lose, I possibly lose two of my biggest friends, greatest friends, and two wee kiddies. She says, it's just not going to happen. So that's what happened. So Jean gave up 3 weeks of her holidays. That let me, as I said, took the pressure off me. It let me get on with things, get my health built back up. I could go to my work without all this playing in my mind all the time. It was probably affecting my work at the time as well, but you know. So in that 3 week period, my wife had picked up the medications, and an operation had helped. She was beginning to eat again. She was looking much better. She was much better, to be perfectly honest with you. I was healthy enough and well enough to do what I could with going and visiting her, spending time there, and spending as much time with the bairns as I could, taking them off of Jean to give her a wee break during the day. But I barely had the weigh-ins for an hour or so, and Jean was back along at the door and saying, right, well, it's time I took the bairns back along and all that kind of stuff. And you know, I'll never forget Jean for that. Never. She passed away a few years ago, which was very, very sad. But she had a heart of gold, and she'd done us a big favour. And I had to tell my wife what was happening in the hospital. I had to tell her what Jean had done. She couldn't believe it. And she never forgot Jean either. Well, she wouldn't have forgot her anyway, but she never forgot that. And she will never forget to this day what Jean gave up to look after her bairns, and to see by what she did that the whole family was going to be well and get back together again. So that just shows you how people can be, you know. So I'll never forget Jean. I'll never forget her for being Jean, but I'll never forget that act of kindness. I think it's the biggest act of kindness anyone's ever done for us. So there you go. My audio podcast for the topic today. There you go. I've come kind of emotional about thinking about that now, because I'm also thinking about how my wife was at that time and how the situation was and how emotionally distraught I was. And then this beautiful woman. God, you know. Anyway, bye for now.